chapter 16. And I want to talk about today. I want to talk about our theme today. And I believe God will speak to us today. If you pray, God will speak. Amen. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, we're going to look at verse 13 and 14 today. If you have your Bibles, you can open it if you stand for the reading of God's word. Amen. Verse 13 and 14. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, and he's writing from Ephesus, and he's writing to this church, and he's trying to tell this church, he's trying to break some news to them that he wasn't going to make it. And because he wasn't going to make it, he was going to send some representatives, amen, that he could trust. And he chose some men, but out of the two men, only one went, and that was Timothy. And it's interesting because if you're going to send news to somebody, make sure that the person you send it with can be trusted. And that's primarily what Paul was doing here. He was sending young Timothy. Timothy was a young pastor, a man who walked with Paul for a very long time in ministry, but he had a good foundation. His foundation began at home. And I want to say to you men today, and I want to speak to the men today, and women, I want you to listen real good, because if we're going to raise some good men, especially if they're boys right now, they need to know what it means to be a man. And they need to answer the question at some point in their life, are you the man? See, everybody want to be the man, but they don't know what it takes to be the man. Amen. And so Paul writes now, we pick up in the middle of a conversation in verse 13. It says, be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. we're going to touch that a little bit today. Act like men. Be strong. And let all that you do be done in love. I want to talk about this morning. Are you the man that God wants you to be? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor going to preach about. Are you the man that God calls you to be? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace. Lord, I ask that you would bless me now. Use me for your glory. You be the preacher this morning, God. Lord, speak to us today, Lord. Speak to men, women, and children. Touch our hearts, God. And allow us, Father God, to be transformed by your word. You said in your word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We thank you, we praise you, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. 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 I read some statistics from Time magazine the other day. The title of the article was, Where Are the Men? In this article, they gave some statistics about what's happening today with men. It said in 1970, men earned 60% of all earned degrees. But in 1980, that figure fell to 50%. By 2006, it was 43%. Women now surpass men in college degrees by almost 3-2. I wish I had you. In 1950, 5% of the men at the prime, 5% of men at the prime working age were unemployed. 5%. As of last year, 20% were not working. If you don't believe numbers, just ask young women about men today. You'll find them talking about prolonged adolescence. Men who refuse to grow up. I wish I had somebody. I've heard so many women say, "Where do you find a decent single man?" There is a maturity deficiency among men out here today. Men are falling behind. Today, 18 to 34-year-old men spend their time playing video games. Amen. In a day, more than 12 to 17-year-olds. While women are graduating college and finding jobs, amen, too many men are not going to work, not getting married, not raising their family. Women are beginning to take the place of men in many ways. This led them to ask the question, do I even need a man? Are you the man? Amen. Statistics are staggering. And we find today that men who call themselves men, amen, want to be catered to. A man would rather sit home and let his wife work, amen, and sit home and wash dishes and clean the house and wash clothes. And I'm not saying that that makes you a man. What I'm saying is a lot of men are not standing up, amen, and being men. Do I have anybody? I know I'm going to be by myself, but that's all right. All right, it's all right. It's okay. I'm going to say amen by myself. And today we have a problem. Today the question is, and it's a serious question that we have today, and a serious question requires a serious answer. Amen. Are you going to be the man that God wants you to be? Are you going to be the man that God desires to be? Or are you satisfied with the type of man that you've become? And let me say this to you. You may have thought that, you know, I'm grown. I've accomplished this. I've got my house. I've got my car. I take care of my family. But it takes more than provision to take care of a family. You have to nurture your family spiritually. You have to build up your kids spiritually. You have to guide. You have to lead. You have to love. And you have to do certain things. Amen. And I want to tell you something. I'm not satisfied with the man that I am today. Amen. And you know, you hear this phrase, are you the man? You hear that phrase all the time. And everybody says, you know, I'm the man. But the question is, are you willing to obey God? Amen. And become the man that God calls you to be. Do I have anybody? You see, are you willing to take the step to becoming a godly man? See, there's a lot of men out here, but there's not a lot of godly men. There are a lot of men who say they go to church. Amen. There are a lot of men who read the Bible on Sunday, but they never pick up the Bible on Monday. They never pray with their family on Tuesday. I'm going somewhere with this. It used to be the men would sit at the front of the church. It used to be the men would start church. It used to be the men would stand up and be men. And today you have more men acting like women. I'm going somewhere with this. Than men. Do I have anybody? Men twisting and turning and they got high-pitched voices where a man, you could tell when you're talking to a man, you know, a man's man. Today, even today, with the ones with the deep voice, you can't even tell no more. So we're heading into a crisis. But I do believe, amen, that there's help in God's word. I do believe that we can become the kind of man that God wants us to be. Not what your wife wants you to be. I'm going somewhere. Not what your children want you to be, but a man that God wants you to be. Because that's going to matter not only in this life, but in the life to come. Told you that Paul is writing this passage, this Corinthian passage. The first part of 1 Corinthians, Paul spent correcting some things that was going on in this church. This church was a very messed up church. Amen. This church had all kinds of problems. Amen. You had people jockeying for position. You had one guy thought he could sleep with his stepmama. And I mean, you talk about soap opera stuff. It was all in this church. Corruption. Amen. They were a gifted church, and they had the choir. They had everything going on, but they lacked character. I want to say this to you. You can walk into a big cathedral this morning, amen. But if the pulpit isn't represented with character, amen, then there's no power in that pulpit. Do I have anybody? You can have a man who says he loves God, but his character does not line up with what God says. Do I have anybody this morning? And we find that Paul is writing. Paul knew that he needed to send someone. As I said earlier, he sent a real man. He sent a man by the name of Timothy to stand in his stead. But as he's writing, Paul says, if you look at it in verse 10, he says, "Now if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without cause to be afraid." Watch this. "For he is doing the Lord's work as I also am." Now I want to say this to you. If you're going to be the man, you got to be about God's business. I'm going somewhere. If you're going to be the man, all right, you got to be about God's business. That's not a point. That's a new point. Amen. You may want to write that down. If I'm going to be the man, I got to be about God's business. Amen. Because watch this. God's business. There's no business. Hello, somebody. Like God's business. And I want to say this to you. If you serve God and if you do the work of God, not only will God change you, amen, but God will reward you for doing what he has called you to do. Do I have anybody this morning? Verse 11, he says, "So let no one..." This is 1 Corinthians 16:11. He says, "So let no one despise him." Amen. "But send him on his way in peace so that he may come to me, for I expect him with the brethren." Now, listen to this. Timothy was a young, timid brother. Timothy was a young guy who grew up, his mama grew him up in church. He became a pastor, but he was so timid and he was always afraid. You understand? But Paul, here's what I found out about God. God will take our fears. Amen. And he will cause us to face them. God will take our fears and he'll put us in places where we have to use not our strengths, but our weaknesses. And it was because of Timothy's weaknesses that Paul pointed out that they ought to treat him a certain way. You see, they thought that they could run him over. So Paul reminds them that if you run him over, he's doing the Lord's work. Do I have anybody? And he says, look what he said. He says, "But concerning Apollos, our brother." Now, Apollos was going. But Apollos said, look what he says, "I encourage him greatly to come to you with the brethren. And it was not at all his desire to come now, but he will come when he has opportunity." You see, you got to remember this, that what God has for you, hello somebody, is for you. You see, Apollos, they rather Apollos because Apollos was a smooth talking brother. I'm going somewhere. I want to talk to somebody today. You say you the man, but let me say this to you. Your manhood doesn't have anything to do with your style. Your manhood doesn't have anything to do with how well you talk. Your manhood has everything to do with who you are as a man in your heart. It is who you are and who God is creating you to be. Amen. And so there are some things. So what does it take? This is the question. What does it take? And I'm almost done. What does it take, amen, to become the man that God wants you to be? I'm going to give you four or five things and we're going to go home. Amen. So look at verse 13. He says, so Paul, after he writes all this, he says in verse 13, he says, "Now be on," this is verse 13, "be on the alert." And I asked myself a question. Why was he saying this? And what does this have to do with me being a man? I said, I got to look at this. I got to connect these dots here. I want to be the man that God calls me to be. I want to be the man that God wants me to be. I really do. And I don't know about you, men, but I hope that you want the same thing. Listen, we're going to mess up. We're going to make mistakes. Amen. Along the way. But I preached at 8:30. I said, don't beat yourself up. Listen, forgive yourself. Listen, you've messed up. Forgive yourself. And women, forgive your husbands. Forgive your boyfriend. Amen. Forgive your baby daddy. Amen. Forgive. That's the best way. That's the best way to move on. Because the only way you're going to move on is if you let it go. Do I have anybody? And so look what he said. Look what he said. He says, be on the alert. Now, this word alert means to be watchful. It means to pay attention. It means to give oneself fully to something. And so if I'm going to be the man, if I'm going to be the man, remember what we're talking about, are you the man? If you're going to be the man that God wants you to be, the first thing you got to do, the first thing, if you're going to answer this question, you got to stay alert spiritually. There are a lot of brothers who are falling apart and they don't know why. And the reason they're falling apart because they're not alert spiritually. They're alert at the job. Listen, they can tell you everything about the job, but they can't tell you nothing about the Bible. They can't tell you nothing about God. They can't tell you nothing about how to pray. And the Bible calls the man to lead his family. The man that stands up and leads his family spiritually is doing something. Do I have anybody? And so if I'm going to be the man that God called me to be, and amen, if I'm going to be that man, I got to stay alert spiritually. I got to make sure, amen, that, let me tell you why. See, when Eve was tempted, I'm going somewhere. The reason why Eve fell for that voice is because her husband he was asleep spiritually. He didn't understand that there was something spiritual going on. God says, don't touch the tree. Amen. Don't eat from the tree. Amen. He gave them specific instructions, but because the man was sitting right there and he wasn't alert. Amen. The Bible says, be alert. Amen. Be alert. The devil, your adversary, he prowls around. There's a reason to be alert. Amen. Like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But he says, resist him firm in your faith. See, here's how you're going to be a real man. If you are alert spiritually, if you get on your knees, amen, you start covering your family in prayer and you start praying for your children in the morning and you start saying, listen, tonight we're going to pray before we go to bed. We're going to hold hands together. We're going to talk about what's really going on in this family. We're not just going to let this family fall apart. But I see a lot of men today that are not awake spiritually. Look at the church today. Amen. We tried to get 50 men. We got 5. We have a deficit, but listen, we got 5, and I thank God for that 5. Amen. Amen. We're gonna work a little harder next year. I'm gonna say 200 next year. Maybe we get 20. Amen. I'm gonna try to see if I take my number higher, see what happened. Amen. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Men, I want to say this to you. If you're gonna be the man that God wants you to be, amen, you have to be spiritual. And there are not a lot of spiritual men today. Amen. Amen. We got an amen from the back there. From the wind. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Pastor. You're right. Get them, Pastor. Get them, Pastor. Get them. Get them today. Get them. You get them. Stay. Thank you, ushers. Thank you. Stay alert. Be on the alert. Amen. Women, you don't need a man, watch this, if he's not spiritual. I'm going to say it one more time. You don't need a man if he's not spiritual. Do you know how many single women there are out here? I mean, it's like 30 to 1, man. You know, and look, when you see a spiritual man, boy, he got options. You understand what I'm saying? Because especially if he's spiritual, he come to church like Brother Hurd back there. You understand? You know, Brother Hurd, he got it going on in this church. I want to tell you something. Brother Hurd got it going on. He got about 3-4, you understand what I'm saying, candidacy. You understand? When you're a spiritual man, amen. Listen, it's attractive. Am I right about it, ladies? Am I right about it? It's attractive. It's attractive. But you know what? But you know what? But in reality, some women are not looking for a spiritual man. Some women are looking for a man just to provide. They're looking for a man who's just gonna make sure I'm all right. But let me say this. After you're all right and you can't live with him because he got a bad attitude, he grew up on the rough side of the mountain. Amen. And he trying to take everything out on you, what mama done did to him, on you, and he think that you his mama. Amen. Let me say something. A real man is spiritual. A real man got an S on his chest, but it ain't for Superman. It's for spiritual. I'm finna get me one of them. I wanna get me one of them Superman shirts, you know what I mean? And it's gonna say spiritual. You understand what I'm saying? Because a spiritual man will take you further than a natural man. A spiritual man, amen, will speak into your spirit when you're weak. Amen. A spiritual man, amen, knows how to pray about stuff and not worry about it. A spiritual man knows where to go in the word and say, baby, we're going to stand on this promise. We're going to stand on God's word. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to make it through this. Do I have anybody? So if you're going to be that man, you got to stay what? Alert spiritually. Now watch what he says next. He says, now let me say this. I'm going to give you 5 things you need to be alert of. You ready for this? Number 1, be alert against Satan. Number 2, be alert for temptation. Number 3, be alert for apathy and indifference. You know what apathy is? I don't care anymore. When we get into that place where we start putting our spiritual life to the side. Amen. When you see your family not praying anymore. Come on, help me somebody. When you see your wife not reading her word anymore. That's apathy. That's indifference. You can say, baby, now hold on, baby. You ain't read in a while. Amen. What was the last? My wife used to be mad when I said, man, when the last time, you know, and I tried to approach it, you know, because I wasn't always spiritual, you know what I'm saying? You know, I tried to approach it like this, you know, like what you doing? When the last time you read? You know, but then I learned in passing, man, when the last time you read? And I keep on going, you understand what I'm saying? You know, because I understand that that would bring a conflict in our relationship. See, the word of God, men, is powerful. It's a two-edged sword. And the more you know about God's word, the more you know how to be a man. A real man, that is. A spiritual man. Amen. That's what a real man is, a spiritual man. Look what he says next. He says, be on alert. Stand firm in your faith. I wish I had somebody. Stand firm in your faith. Stay in a fixed position. In other words, be stationary. Don't be jumping around from church to church. Find you a place and say, baby, we're going to serve here. We're going to do this thing the way God called us to do it. So the next thing we got to do, not only stay alert spiritually, but the second thing is stay committed to your faith. There's so many men, from the moment they start going through, they give up on God. Why do we give up on God? why do we throw in the towel when life gets tough, when it seems like you can't go anymore? It's your faith that's going to bring you through. My soul is anchored in the Lord. You remember that song? My soul is anchored in the Lord. Amen. Stay committed to your faith. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. New things have come. Paul knew that the Corinthians were standing on shaky ground. And here's what he did. He wanted them to have a commitment to their faith. Let me say this. You come to church and somebody rub you the wrong way, I ain't going back. That's how most men do it today. You know, shoot, you saw what he said. You saw what Pastor said in church today. Stay committed, man. I ain't doing that. I don't want no man telling me what to do. I don't want another man saying to me, you know, I got to treat my wife right. No, I don't want none of that. See, don't get committed to me. Get committed to God. And when you're committed to God, amen, you'll be committed to your faith. It's your faith that's going to carry you through the toughest days of your life. Listen, it's not how much overtime you done did. Oh, man, I'm touching somebody right there. Listen, it's not about that. It's not about how much money you bring in. It's about, are you leading this family spiritually? And is your faith, watch this, represented in the home? Amen. So that your children can say, I want what daddy wants. You know, I see kids come up here on this altar. With single parents. And here's what they say. They say, I want my faith to be strong. I don't want to lose my faith. I want to stay in God. Why? Because they see something in that parent. But what if they saw it in the husband? What if they saw it in the man? Are you with me? They will want your faith. That's how we came along. Am I right about it? How many of you saw your mama went to church? Let me see. How many saw your daddy went to church? Amen. Daddy was in church, wasn't he? Amen. Look, daddy was church early in the morning. He got up there. Amen. He would stay in church all day. Now we got this little short little drive-through church now. You know what I mean? But look, we get there for Sunday school. Come on, y'all. Sunday school. Amen. And then, look, after Sunday school, we got morning service. And after morning service, we got to go preach out. So guess what we got to do? We got to stay back. Look, we go to churches, get us a 12-piece community chicken. We come back. Amen. We eat up the chicken and we get ready to get on the bus. Because guess where we going? We going to hear Pastor preach out at 3:30. And that service ain't going to get over till 6 o'clock. Amen. Then they got to feed you over there, right? And by the time you eat over there, fried chicken again, right? With some cake and some punch, right? After you're done with that, right? You get back in your car and you're heading back to the church. And now you're heading home. And that's your whole day on Sunday. Your whole day. And let me tell you something. That strengthened me. For me, that helped me. I needed something more than the world. I needed that type of training. Because let me say this to you. I was a mess when I came to Jesus. But the reason why I believe, saints, today we don't have many men who are committed to their faith. And just like Paul says, listen, stand firm in your faith. Stay in a fixed position. If the pastor make you mad, make an appointment with him. Pastor, you know, I think we need to talk about some things. And when you go to him, go with respect. Don't go there trying to tell him off. Stand firm. If you don't agree with the doctrine, talk to him about it. Amen. Guess what? We are humans, and guess what? We can get over some stuff. Talk to them. Because you never know. You may be missing your blessing for not being where God sent you. I'm going somewhere. Till next week, I'm in a series right now entitled Walking in the Favor of God. Amen. You want to hear that message next week. Watch the text. He says, now, men, I don't mean no harm, but the next part of this verse, you know, forgive me if it hurts you, all right? Look what he says. He says, stand firm in your faith. Act like men. Now, this word act means to be of courage. Men who are brave. Men who are courageous. Men who are champions. Amen. But today, let me address this. First of all, we got men not acting like men anymore. Am I right about it? And you wonder why there's so many single women out there today. Because men don't act like men. And then you got the men who trying to act like a man. But we'll talk about that later. And that's a whole nother story, right? And we got too many men not acting like men. So here's the thing. If you're going to be the man, if you're going to be the man, and if you are the man that God wants you to be, oh, man, go on, give it to me. Stop being childish. Act like a man. She hurt your feelings? Get over it. Stop nitpicking everything. Stop pulling apart everything and be a man. That's what he means. Be brave, be courageous, and stop being childish. That's what that word means. That word means when he says to act like a man, it says stop being a baby. Gaga goo goo. Gaga goo goo. You did that to me. What did you say? And everything, you're so sensitive, stop being a child. Act like a man. Stick your chest out and be a man. And you see men today, they're more sensitive than women. You see the man crying now. And you know, the wife's looking like, what's the deal here? We have a problem here. This is a very dysfunctional family here. You're crying. Now, there's nothing wrong. I believe just these men were so hard, right? They need a place to release. But come on, man. You got to, there's nothing wrong with crying, okay? But here's the thing. But sometimes we can be childish. Amen, y'all. I mean, good Lord, this wasn't a good message today, y'all. Y'all like, shoot, Pastor, I came to be encouraged. You kind of hitting me upside my head right now. Stop being a child, man. Amen. How many wives can say your husband sometimes act like a child? You better put your hand down. Better put your hand down. I mean, seriously, just how many kids can say your dad act like a child sometimes? I'm sorry, man. Better put your hand down. I'm serious. We can act childish sometimes, right? Am I right about it? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Who put that over there? Why did y'all leave this open? How many times I got to tell y'all? And mama's sitting there, don't worry about your daddy. He all right. He all right. He acting like a child again. Act like a man. Stop tripping over everything. If you're going to be the man that God wants you to be, you got to be a man. You can't be a child because God can't trust you with manly things and more responsibilities. Are you with me? God wants us to be men, not women. Amen. I'm almost done. Look what he said. He said next, be strong. Now, these are commands. He says, be alert, stand firm, act like a man. But then he says what? Be strong. Now I want to show you something that's going to mess you up. It's not talking about strength as you push it down the building. But here's the strength that he's talking about. Go ahead, give it to me. I know it's messed up. Show spiritual strength. When everything is falling apart, you show strength spiritually. Maybe I may not know all the verses, but guess what? We're going to make it through this. We're going to make it through this tough time. We're going to hold on, and we're going to believe that God is on our side. That's what we're going to believe. We're going to hold on, and we're not going to quit because God is on our side. But show spiritual strength. Listen, we think that our strength is in our bodies as men. But you want to know what a real man looks like? He's developed spiritually. He lifts his spiritual weights every day. Come on, help me. He comes to the gym on Tuesday night at 7. That's Bible study. Amen. He does. Amen. And then look, watch this now. Watch this. It's going to mess you up. He comes to the gym on Sunday morning. Amen. And he comes to the game to get into the game on Sunday morning because it's game day on Sunday morning. Amen. And he gets in the game, right? And he knows, okay, Pastor, where do I serve? He finds his place and he serves there because he understands that, watch this, I play an important part to this team because I'm part of a team. He shows spiritual strength when his wife is weak, when his children is weak. Amen. True spiritual strength, watch this, and when you're strong spiritually, you can do anything. Turn to your neighbor and say, you can do anything. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But you can do it if you're spiritual. Are you with me? If your spiritual condition is good, you will become what God wants you to be. My. Because God will not put more on you than you can handle, but God is not going to entrust more to you if you're not spiritual. I'm going somewhere. I want to be the man that God wants me to be. But this is what it takes. Got to show strength. And then the last verse, and I'm done. He says, let all that you do be done. This is one of the problems we have. In love. See, for some reason, that is either the man is real soft or he's real hard. There's no real in between. You understand what I'm saying? I got to be cock diesel, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? War. Oh, hello, you know, like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What you say? You know what I mean? That kind of man. You know what I mean? We don't want that kind of man, you know. And I'm not dogging that kind of man. He just needs some help. All right? Even the cock diesel man needs some help. Yeah, what's up, dog? You know what I mean? He needs some help. But here's the one thing I know about being a man. And if you're going to be the man that God wants you to be. The next thing you got to do, the last thing you got to do, show love in everything. In everything you do, do it in love. Do it as if you not only love doing it, but do it from a heart of love. See, my mom used to say to me, Derek, bring me some water. Right? You know, don't you know I'm watching Knight Rider, man? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm watching TV. You know, bring me some water. And I bring it back, and she'd be like, you know what? Tell you what. If you couldn't bring it to me with a good mind, I don't want it. You see, men, I want to say sometimes we're spoiled, we're acting childish. But we got to love. We have to find a place in our hearts to do everything through love. Love trumps everything. Love, amen, will bring you to a place where it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. If you can do it out of love, a heart of love, listen, not only will you love your wife, but it will be displayed to your children. To the people around you. Ask yourself the next time you do something for your wife or do something for your children or do something for somebody, are you doing it out of love? He says, in everything. Is that what he said? He says what? Let all that you do be done in love. And I'll close here by saying love is the key to all of this. If you're going to be the man that God calls you to be, let me say, love will keep our firmness from becoming hardness. Hello, somebody. Love will keep our strength from becoming domineering. Love, amen, will keep our obstinance and our rigidness, amen, from becoming self-righteousness. Love, amen, will it complements balance. It balances out. It helps us to understand that all that I have really came from God. You see, there was a TV show about a herd of young elephants. And these young elephants would run around and what had happened was all of the male elephants were killed by poachers. And these young elephants were left to just run around, and they were running havoc everywhere. They were running over stuff, running over people, and all kinds of stuff. And they couldn't understand what was going on. And they were like, man, why these little elephants are like destroying our villages. And what the researchers found out is that because the male was absent, I wish I had somebody, they were running raggedy. They were running renegade. And so what they did, they flew in and they dropped, they actually brought in some male elephants. And the first day, two male elephants came. And when they landed down, they started shaking their ears and making this loud noise. And all of a sudden, the young elephants just went, and they calmed down. The absence of man. I want to tell somebody something. Can affect the whole family. But the presence of a man who's not spiritual can affect the family. And if you're going to be the man that God wants you to be, you got to stay alert spiritually. You got to stay committed to your faith. You got to stop being childish. You got to show spiritual strength. And lastly, show love. Show love, saints, in everything. God bless you.